the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the texts, the tweets, DMs, Facebooks, emails, jail mail, postcards, occasional things.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when you were going to start. There you go.
I've been practicing. Can you tell? I just also realized that Susie, when she gave me this,
yeah,
it actually has sheet music with it. So I'll have to practice a lot more doing the show.
Okay. That is oddly very good in tempo.
Good job this morning.
Thank you.
There it is.
I really do try.
Here are all the communications from you throughout the week. All right. I think we got the point. Thank you.
All right.
Do we have a Hank FM newsletter? After just stunningly yes for the past several weeks. No.
Dang it.
Yeah, it'll probably
be
issued.
We were really on a roll.
The minute we talked about it right now. But we do have from the corporate front. This comes from HR early in the week. Good evening. You may be aware that our health plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas is no longer in network with many hospitals and healthcare facilities in North Texas.
No!
Yeah, they did that. That was big news all across, and I guess it affected us. Good thing we did the camping trip a couple of weekends back, right?
Say,
yeah.
Yeah,
there
I
it
was
is.
Actually at the ER with my daughter last weekend. I was on the 30th.
Get those ERs and visits in before the tariffs hit.
Good job this morning.
Thank you.
Really, is China going to take over the ER too?
Tariff with one R, by
okay.
the way.
All right. So Russell says, good morning.
Hey.
I'm late to the party, but Heather, do you have a name for your car?
Oh.
Now, he just came in hot, all right? Bertha, Beth, Blue Bonnet, Bluesy, Beale, and Bethesda.
Mm.
Well, Kelly in the Ville, she just has one simple question. Why not Bluebell? Why not?
Wow, that's demanding.
Mm-hmm. All caps.
817 sent in, what's the make and model of Heather Lee's new car? I don't want to drive too close and then get a finger point in the chest.
Mm.
That can happen.
Don't you worry
Where
about
is
it.
Your manager?
There's a cause for concern.
My goodness. I'm off of the Facebook lines, just want to say thank you for playing the country music I grew up with, picking you up loud and clear on the radio in Gainesville. It makes my morning drive so much better. Aww.
Gainesville, way up there.
Big I know.
Big sky country.
Right.
Welcome to it. Evidently, a lot of people remember Hee Haw. Of course, we did the flashback an hour ago on that. Sergeant Mike, picking and a grinning. Hee Haw. About our show, Randall says, really love the show. Have you guys ever considered going national?
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Ooh. I don't know how we'd get there in the Corolla. There's not enough room.
Our dream is to be the number one station and number one show in every barn and metal building that is on the planet.
Whoa. KB and Heather
Lee. That's what we want.
Number one.
We are so big in barns.
Goodness. James from Arlington says, morning, my friends.
Hi.
And happy Friday. Meanwhile, Barbecue James is not big on my driving. He says, Heather, you just need to put it in self-drive mode.
Does it have that option?
I don't think so, but I'm a good driver. People just need to stop hitting me.
Good job this morning.
Thank you.
Well done.
My dad's going to fix that.
Michael said after yesterday's Will It Float, I can't believe he destroyed a burrito.
Right, Michael. Michael knows.
I struggled with it as well. But we have set up, if you would like to donate and be a part of our burrito drive, we're accepting all burrito donations. Contact us by calling the number at the bottom of your screen.
There's no screen.
Good job this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We care about them.
Val Kilmer death on social media. Kathleen chiming in that you'll always be our Huckleberry. And in regard to cruise night last night, I hope you're in contact with the manager for cruise night this year, Heather, and have not given her reasons to change. I'm sure you haven't.
Holy cow.
My goodness.
They're worried about you being there on site.
The manager loves me.
Where is your manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
Yeah, I mean,
if suddenly it stops, we know why.
It has nothing to do with the bar tab that I may or may not rack up.
Oh, well. We have one from Martin who said, hey, guys, I really like your show.
Aw.
Actually, I read that again. I really liked your show.
Oh.
I think that's a typo.
Happens.
But they do ask, when is it on again? Right now. Right now.
Soon.
Right now.
Always online on the everyday replay. Yeah, replay. It. Replay.
Well done on that, too.
Wild 92.1.
Mix those in.
Very nice. So, Mark Phillips, you know, asked... We found out those oranges downstairs the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just begging for an opportunity. So he put it on his social. What to juggle.
Yeah, he was juggling those things willy-nilly and opened the floor.
And what would you like to see me juggle? You can let me know here on Instagram or Facebook. You can also email Mark at 921hankfm.com.
Yeah.
Please, no sharp objects.
Exactly.
Richard said Nerf footballs. Russell Allen says fireballs. Chris says baseballs. BJ suggested chainsaws. And someone else suggested a new car. That could be.
The chainsaws probably falls in the...
Please, no sharp objects.
But I like what the workaround was on the fire. There you go. Well done on that. I want to see that. We've had fire in the studio, but that was our show.
It's not sharp. Mm-mm.
Gabrielle asks, hey guys, have y'all ever considered doing a podcast?
Oh.
We are right now. Debbie says, thanks for the shout out. I'm in the Tarleton UFO play. Oh, we talked about this. This five performance run next week, The Lights Over Stephenville.
Oh, that's right.
It's about all the Erath County UFO sightings over the years. Specifically, I think 2018. Yeah, that's coming next weekend. I want to go to that. 817 says, there you go. How about import a penguin because of the tariffs for Will It Float?
Oh,
well, we have a no live animal policy there, 817.
And wouldn't we really hope that the penguin would float?
Yeah, and honestly, because of the tariffs, we can't afford it for the budget.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Just the shipping alone.
Susie in Ireland, speaking of Will It Float, over there in Dublin, Ireland, tagged us. We'll miss Will It Float because I'm at my graduation.
Aww.
How about that? Yes. And then she posts a picture right there, and she's getting her diploma and everything. How about that?
She has a grown-up job. Or grown-up degree or something.
I mean, she did miss Will It Float, so that's kind of... And then finally, we get this. This is from Russell. Yep, that one.
See that? Right there. He knows. He's got spirit.
Good morning. Have a favor to ask. Can you do a Casey Kasem-type dedication for me?
Oh.
I try.
Good job this morning.
Okay. Well, so far, until we try this. All right, so let's do it. I got a letter, and it writes, Dear Casey, could you please play God Bless the Broken Road? It's by Rascal Flatts. I'm sure she's listening.
Aww.
Please play it before 9 o'clock. She's in meetings after 9. Then I had to ask, to who?
Mm-hmm.
This goes out to Leah.
That's so special.
That is it. I know, that was a moment we all had right there. And we will do it coming up next, along with fake news. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars.
Love and dedications.
That's it. And that's why someday we'll be worldwide in every barn in America.
Number one. Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.